Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Led Zeppelin is your artist of the day. Don't mind if we do.
No, not at all.
Believe they're making their debut. Dan Weinbaum in today for Dana Wright. Man alive.
What's up?
Story here from the Associated Press out of St. Louis. A 15-year-old girl shot to death in St. Louis has become the city's 194th homicide victim in 2020. I need not remind you that St. Louis proper has fewer people than Kansas City proper.
Yes, within the city limits.
The,
yes.
The metropolitan population is larger than ours, but their city-to-city population, they are about, I believe, 50,000 fewer than we are. They have, with 194 homicides this year, they have matched their total for all of 2019 with 3.5 months left to go.
Mm-hmm.
Police responded to the call at 6 o'clock on Monday afternoon in the Riverview neighborhood in far northern St. Louis, found the victim identified as Deosha Purnell, suffering from a gunshot wound. She was taken to the hospital and died there, sadly. Police have released no further details. Homicides and non-fatal shootings have spiked to alarming levels since June 1st, despite several efforts aimed at curbing violence. And Kansas City is on record pace, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I'm checking the daily homicide analysis, and for 2020, we've had 140 homicides in Kansas City, Missouri.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Seriously, what is going on?
The contributing factors.
I thought everybody was supposed to be locked up.
Arguments.
We're at 206 in the metro.
Across the metro?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Contributing factors, arguments, domestic violence, robbery.
Well, obviously arguments.
Yeah. A handful around drugs, meth, and marijuana. More than a handful. What is that? Almost 20. Marijuana, meth, heroin, drugs.
Do you have the numbers for last year there? You said we're at 140 in Kansas City right now?
Yes.
And what about last year? Where were we?
I think we were at 150 last year. If I read this chart correctly, and I may be wrong, someone out there could probably to correct me.
148 in all of 2019.
For Casey Moe?
Yes.
And we're already at 140 with 3.5 months to go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Writes in 8378, people in the inner city have lost their jobs. They're killing each other and stealing from Roland Park. Okay, they're not stealing from Roland Park. Give me a break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why this year? And was it going to trend higher this year even without the COVID?
Do you think it's COVID related?
I mean, the contributing factor in 63 of these homicides so far is unknown.
I mean, there's definitely an increase in stressors this year.
But does stress lead to murder? I mean, is there a direct correlation between, wow, I'm really stressed out and I've been holed up in my house and I'm not allowed to go out or I'm not supposed to go out and now we're all going back out and now I'm going to go kill somebody?
I mean, what is it? 1 in 5, almost 1 in 4 is over an argument and domestic violence, according to their chart here.
Every murder basically based in an argument?
No, I think argument would be, you know, the Chiefs are the best. No, the Raiders are the best. I'm going to shoot you. That's an argument. But something over like a drug deal, you know, that, I think that's different. Or domestic violence. There may be an argument inside that domestic violence, obviously, but I think it's categorized differently.
The telephone number here, if you'd like to join in, is 576-7798. St. Louis this week recorded their 194th murder. That is equal to all of last year, and we still have 3.5 months to go. Kansas City's at 140 as of right now. Last year, the total was 148. We still have, obviously, 3.5 months to go. And I ask out of ignorance, what the hell is going on? What is it? Everybody's cooped up? Because I'll be honest with you, I hear a lot of people on TV and on the radio in commercials talking about, well, we're staying safe at home. I don't know if you guys have driven on I-35 at 8 o'clock in the morning on any given day. Ain't nobody staying home anymore. This idea that we're all just cooped up is a joke. We are back to normal for the most part.
Ish. Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, for the most part.
Yeah.
I understand some people are still working from home. I get that. I understand a lot of you are out of work. I get that. And I sympathize with you. But this idea that we're all just stuck at home and this country is shut down, you obviously don't drive by I-35 at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I was out on I-35 yesterday afternoon. I was like, wow, there's a lot of people out here. This is like a normal drive.
I mean, it is just the way it was in February. 576-7798. 576-7798. That guy over there, his name is Dan Weinbaum.
That's me.
He's filling in today for Dana Wright. She'll be back on Monday. Tomorrow we have John Grayson and our good friend Michael Mackey will be filling in tomorrow afternoon here on Dana and Parks.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA. The big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK.
You know, I'll tell you what.
You have love for your own race.
Nothing gets you through the COVID like watching Todd Lemansky magic videos on Facebook. I've been doing it all day.
He is so good.
Todd the Magician, good friend of the show.
Does he wear cargo shorts?
I don't know.
Ooh. I'm wearing cargo shorts now.
I don't know, but he just turned a box of Trident gum into 2 Spearmint Wrigley's gums.
Did you hear that, Scott? He's wearing cargo shorts right now.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm literally watching Todd Lemansky turn a box of Trident gum into 2 Juicy Fruits. That was awesome. Share on Facebook because he's awesome and he's my friend.
Speaking about people being bored.
Gina in Kansas City. Hello, Gina.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well, thanks.
How's it going, Gina?
Good. So, you know, I volunteered in the city now for probably some 15 years and mostly with the homeless and drug addicted. And they're just plain simple bored. And a lot of the gangs and stuff in Kansas City are just taking advantage of a lot of the younger community. And unfortunately, it's not like it was when I was younger. You know, they get mad and they fought a little bit. And today, they have no reserve for what life is. And it's really unfortunate. You know, we see so many come in, and they're just all repeat offenders that come in.
Well, but Gina, can I disagree with you a little bit? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't know how old you are, if you're willing to share that.
Yeah, I'm 56.
Okay, so we're roughly the same generation. I'm 49.
Yep.
But when we were younger, there most certainly was drug-related murders all the time. I mean, think about Los Angeles in the late 1980s and the crack cocaine epidemic. People were shooting each other to death all the time.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, from the statistics that we've seen, we've just seen a large amount of gangs move towards Kansas City. Of course, we've always had gangs here in Kansas City, but we've never had, excuse the term, the fight for the turf, you know, here in Kansas City like we have seen in the past.
Okay.
Based on the statistics we're seeing, it just seems to be, somebody's going to come out on top. And unfortunately, there's they're just shooting right and left and not caring for life. I think that in the past, you know, if they had a problem with a person, they went after the person. And in some cases now, they go after the whole family is what we're seeing. And maybe it's because the whole family's getting involved. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right.
I think there's got to be multiple factors for many of these folks because, you know, it's yeah. And is the COVID contributing to this because for several months, mm-hmm. people were in places where they usually aren't? They were at home. They weren't at school. They weren't at work. They weren't at certain places. Is that a contributing factor to the homicide rate? I don't know.
Let's go to Quentin in Lee Summit. Hello, Quentin.
Hey, Scott. How are you? Love the show.
Thank you, brother. It's yours. Thank you.
Yeah, so I agree with Gina, the previous caller, but I think, you know, I would kind of summarize it into, I guess, three main issues. The first one being, I agree, I apologize, I didn't catch you said it earlier, but just the overall tension is higher, you know, right now.
Mm-hmm.
The second being that with the pandemic, people are spending more time at home. And not only that, you know, and through no fault of their own, they're being incentivized to stay home through unemployment and things like that, where, you know, that's kind of getting into another conversation. But that being the second reason. And the third being, you know, just this recent narrative of defund the police, you know, less. I just think that the police are not out in force as maybe they should be, and there's not as much of a presence in these neighborhoods, particularly where the crime is so high, that people who are more inclined to commit these crimes feel emboldened to a degree to, you know, feel like they're going to get away with it.
Well, I would hope that that last point isn't true. From what I've seen, I've got some police officer friends, as bothered as they are by a number of the things that are being said and done around the country, they're still putting on their badge and going to work and doing what they need to do.
Telephone number here, 576-7798. St. Louis is now at 194 murders. With 3.5 months to go in the year, they have surpassed last year's entire murder count. Kansas City is at 140. Last year, it was 148 total. We, too, have 3.5 months left to go. What's going on? What contributes to this? Why have we become, in some cities at least, and certainly in St. Louis and Kansas City, why have we become more violent? 576-7798.
Breaths, everybody.
Four in, hold it for five, four out. It's all right. We're going to be just fine.
Kind of, we do that in yoga, you know, the breathing in and out. Good stuff. You should try it. I think it would help you.
Do I look like somebody who goes to a yoga class?
Yeah.
Seriously?
You look like a person, a human. Yes. Yeah.
I can't feel my knees, Dan.
Do you not breathe outside of yoga class, or is it only in yoga?
I guess it's only in yoga where you breathe.
You focus on your breathing. You focus on your breathing to help you with your poses.
It's called meditation.
It's kind of like that. You should try it.
Dan, I can't feel my knee. I can't feel my knees.
Well, okay, fine. We don't really do much with the knees. I mean, you don't have to feel them.
You do the downward dog, and you do all that weird stuff. I can't do that.
Sure you can.
My body doesn't move that way anymore, Dan.
It will. Come on, I'm inviting you. Let's go do some yoga, Scott Parks.
I'm fine, thanks. Brian, hello, Brian.
Hey, Scott, Dan, how's it going?
It's going well, buddy. Thank you for asking, man.
Increase in murders. I would have to surmise based on, you know, the coronavirus, there's probably going to be some increase anyway on a yearly basis, but the magnitude of the increase, a lot of it's probably due to the increase in stress and also our inability to respond to that stress. When people can't cope with stress, one of two things happen, either anger or sadness. Usually that's when you get an increase in suicides, but you also get an increase in murders as well. And we don't have the resources right now. People don't. You're seeing an increase in, if you drive around sometimes, you know, down in the inner city, in the urban core, I'm seeing an increase daily of people that are, you know, you used to see two or three people on a street corner. Now you're seeing, you know, if you go to 31st and Van Brunt, there's 20 people standing around there. I mean, it's unfathomable. I didn't imagine it would be this bad.
Wait a minute. Cause I have been in the, urban core. What are they doing on the corner of, say, 31st and Van Brunt, or whatever inner city intersection you want to pick? What are they doing?
Well, I'm just saying that that's where a lot of the homeless people are hanging out. Different street corners. I just picked that one out of the,
Blue. I know.
But I'm just saying that you're seeing an increase in homeless people. You're seeing an increase in people that lost their jobs. I know. Some people did get relief from that, but mm-hmm. some people did not. Or if it was relief, it wasn't enough to make ends meet. If you had a husband and wife that both are, you know, two people living in a house and they both lost their income, or there might some cases there's houses around where I live or apartments where there's entire families where there's five or six grown adults that are, that are working and taking care of kids and grandparents, and if they all lost their jobs for an extended period of time, it's devastating. It's a horrible, it's a lot of stress. And I think that Sam hit on the head earlier when he said stress. It is. It's a lot of stress. I've just seen such an increase in stress over the past, 6 to 8 months.
Okay. Hey, Brian, do appreciate the call. Thank you for making it.
So for all of the things that we normally have, I mean, we normally have some crime. We normally have some gangbangers. We normally have some drug deals. Things happen. They just do in a city. Things happen.
Okay.
And now you take this and you start looking at it and put in some of those factors that he was just talking about. That adds the stress on top of
hopelessness,
on top of the things that were already going to be happening in a sense. So maybe that's why we're seeing a marked increase this year.
Let's go to DJ calling in from Oklahoma. Hello, DJ.
Yes, yes. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Good afternoon. Glad to have you.
Yes. My thinking is, as a society, as the U.S., United States goes, we are policing differently now. So put yourself in a policeman's shoes and think of how you're going to go out. And what their instructions are, I have no clue, but every city is one incident away from being a riot. Would you agree?
I think every city is one incident away from being a protest, yes. Not a riot, necessarily.
Well, the odds are it will become a riot.
Not really.
I don't agree
no,
with that.
The odds are not there. But
okay. Well, then maybe not. But still, you must agree, I think we do police differently.
Differently than I'm not sure what you're saying. We police differently than what?
I think they're more cautious about going down in the inner city and confronting people or anywhere. I don't care what city it is. So
if you're arguing, well, hang on just a second, DJ, if you will. Let me say something and then please, I want you to respond, you know, either in favor or opposed. I don't care.
Okay.
If the argument is that the police are being more cautious in the wake of the George Floyd, et cetera, you're probably not going to get an argument out of many people.
Thank that is exactly my argument.
But being more cautious isn't necessarily a bad thing, right?
Well, not to anybody, but that is why crime, because people know that they're not going to be around, you know. Word travels, and, you know, I don't see them coming by anymore, so I might commit a crime, or, you know, because I need to rob this house because I need my next meal. I'm just saying that I think patrols are being altered. Everybody's on pins and needles.
Now, on that, you and I, DJ, will agree, but I think a lot of police officers would disagree with you that they're not going into the inner city, that they're not responding to calls to 911. And I know you didn't say that, but
no,
I beg your pardon. The idea that the police are not doing their job, I don't know that I'm necessarily going to agree with you on that. Now, if they're going into some of these situations more cautiously, then I think there you and I have found some very common ground.
Okay, but I'm thinking also with your formula of why do we have a higher murder rate now?
Mm-hmm.
And policing is part of that equation, and I think we all can agree with that.
Yes.
And so it is changing right before our eyes.
Okay.
So thanks for listening.
Hey, how'd you find us in Oklahoma, my friend?
I sent you flowers when you welcomed back.
Oh,
I am
is that you, DJ?
This is me.
Oh, thank you.
I'm the only DJ in Oklahoma.
Well, hey, brother, we got your flowers, and let me just be on behalf of Dana and myself, thank you. You were so sweet. And it meant more than you will ever know. Thank you very much.
It goes both ways. You give, you and Dan, I love when Dan's on there. He's very witty, and he beat you today, and I love it.
Thank you, DJ.
Okay. I'll end with that.
All right, DJ. Be well, my friend.
Thanks for calling in, DJ. You can call in anytime I'm here.
Mark in Green Valley, hello.
Yes, hi. It's the boys' day, and I like it. I think you can attribute a lot of what's happening today to the birth of the, well, I call it rap music, or it's just the culture that has bred. The last 50 years, the non-nuclear family and the rap music, the type of music and the culture that is, everybody thinks they're a gangsta. And it just breeds disrespect for any authority, especially the police, and for respecting women and for all of the, it's an entire culture. I don't care what color your skin is, you see it everywhere. And like I say, the people have just, probably close to 50 years, not to make it political, but the control and the direction that the lifestyle has turned. The answer to everything is an immediate violence. Look at how many rap people have killed each other over whatever it might be, lyrics or drugs or whatever they're doing that makes them angry with each other. Many big rap stars, I don't listen to any of that, so I couldn't recite their names, but, you know, there's many examples of that.
Well, there's Biggie Smalls, there's Tupac.
Yeah, the instant response is to pull out a gun and shoot you. That's the answer. It's there's no mediation, there's no discussion, there's you've disrespected me, bang, bang. And I think that's the answer that a lot of young people, that's what they've been, I mean, that's the only thing they know
of. Well, but Mark, let me jump in here for just a second. You know, you mentioned it, and then I gave you some names, Biggie Smalls, Tupac, et cetera, but that was in the 1990s. I mean, the young generation that we might be talking about, they weren't even around when Tupac and Biggie Smalls were shot.
Yeah, but that same, I hear it coming out of vehicles, because like I said, I wouldn't listen to that if it was the last type of entertainment available anywhere. Yeah. But
just not a fan.
I'm not a fan.
That's okay.
I don't believe any of it has roots. I've seen the big fuzzy mouse with the big gold chain and clock around him. Ooh. You know, stay in school, do your homework. If it's set to rap music, I think the whole thing, then you listen to others. It's just some of the lyrics I've heard.
But Mark, let me ask you something. Hang on, Dan. Let me jump in certainly. But people like who are our age, Mark, and this was, I had a totally different opinion. Well, I still have a different opinion. They were blaming the heavy metal when back in the 80s for exactly. Making us all want to worship the devil. And,
look what happened to you.
What happened to me?
Good one.
You're making my point. No, I just... they did. They said rock music was going to rot your brain.
Yes.
But the difference, I think, that I want to make is there are certain genres that create a culture. I mean, the Juggalos, the people that followed the Dead. That was a lifestyle. The music created a lifestyle. Rock music is just, it's one of those things that transcends so many different people, but it's the genre, it's the gangster attitude.
What Mark is saying.
Okay.
I do, and I think we all sometimes will paint with a broad brush, and we have to remember, though, that art is influenced by reality.
Yes.
And I think that a lot of the rap music, the rap culture is being influenced by reality. And then, of course, it feeds back into it, and you do get a loop.
Well, but to the first of all, if somebody could tell me what a juggalo is, I don't even know if I'm saying a bad word.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
But if I had a dime for every CD, I have 800 CDs at home. If I had a dime for every CD that I own that has a pentagram on the cover, and yet I still go to church 4 to 5 times a week.
Yeah.
And he catches on fire every time.
And yet I still own CDs with pentagrams on it. I don't buy it that the art is what's leading to this. I just don't buy it. Juggalo, according to the text line, these are followers of the band Insane Clown Posse. Okay.
It's a, what's the word? Unique. That's the word I'm looking for. A unique subgenre culture of music and festivity.
Scott, you have 800 CDs? Oh my God. I thought I had a few.
Yeah, you're a little obsessed.
I do have 800 CDs, probably more.
Yeah. Now, what are you going to do with them?
Listen to them?
Yeah, and I mean...
You know the worst part about having 800 CDs is some of them are still in the cellophane.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with them? Use them as frisbees.
Coasters. Yeah. Ooh, don't put your drink down. Oh, Scott, bring me a coaster.
I would say of the
some
800...
obscure 1998 rock song.
Of the 800 I have, I would say I've listened to 750.
Okay.
And still do.
I've got a lot of cassettes.
But there's probably 50 that I haven't listened to. Joy and Lee Summon. Hello, Joy.
Hello.
Hi.
The numbers of murders here and in St. Louis is barbaric, but mm-hmm. you have access to see the numbers of gun-related shootings of people who did not die but have been shot, and I think that number would be astounding.
It would certainly be probably at least four times higher.
I agree, and I think when gun violence is brought up and people mention how many have died, that they should also mention, my gosh, there's been 500 people shot who didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I agree with the fellow who called before me, and you see some of these things on Facebook, and these gunfights just break out in parking lots and like in Kansas City.
Right.
And service stations, and it's just culture and people who just don't care about anybody. It makes me sick. Thanks.
Joy, thank you.
Thanks, Joy. You know, Joy referencing the previous caller, and I think it was Mark from Green Valley. And I sort of I understand his point of view, because his point of view is from over there, and he's seeing this stuff happen over here. And I think a lot of us are trying to make sense of what is happening over here. And we all, I think, make assumptions about certain things, and we all look for the explainer. You know, why is this happening? Oh, well, it's because of this. Oh, because of this. And I think there's just a lot of factors. And I think it was Mark who was talking about 50 years. And there has been something that has grown, or not grown, but developed over time to get us to this point. This doesn't just happen. Like in 2019, everything was fine. All of a sudden, 2020, it's bad. No, it doesn't work like that. There are a lot of mitigating factors.
News is coming up next. Dan Weinbaum filling in today for Dana Wright. Don't forget, if you'd like to register for the Cornhole Tournament, presented by Dana and Parks, just go to cornholekc.com. It will be on Saturday, October 3rd, right outside the Jay Rieger in downtown Kansas City. Every penny that we raise, or that you raise, is donated to the families of fallen or injured law enforcement officers in the Kansas City area. Go to cornholekc.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.